Perched on a hill above the rest of Ceuta, the district of El Príncipe is a noisy place. With an unemployment rate of around 80%, it also has a reputation as one of the most impoverished, dangerous areas in Spain. The leader of the local neighbourhood association, Kamal Mohamed, shows me round, explaining some of its problems.
We're detached from the rest of Ceuta. There seems to be total institutional negligence. I can say it out loud because it's the reality, and the people of Ceuta know it. And they see that the government doesn't act as it should with regard to this neighbourhood. We are natives of Ceuta, and we feel Spanish and European, although Europe has forgotten about us.
In most of Ceuta, there is an ethnic mix, but not here. Mohamed, like 99% of the population of El Príncipe, is Muslim, and he says the neighbourhood's marginalisation has many negative effects. Violent crime here is rife, as is drug trafficking. Similarly, religious extremism is a growing concern.
I think that young people here feel abandoned without any future prospects, so they can fall into these problems. I compare it to crime in general. Here we have endless shootouts, robberies, young people who fall into the world of crime, the same way that they can fall into the world of radicalism as well.
This is Ceuta's border with Morocco, a bustling place which thousands of people cross each day. But among those who do go back and forth are drug traffickers and other smugglers, and, the Spanish authorities believe, jihadists. In recent years, a number of Ceuta Muslims have travelled to Syria or Iraq to join extremist groups. Authorities were alerted to the scale of the problem in 2012, when a taxi driver from El Príncipe, called Rashid Hossein, carried out a suicide bombing on a military barrack in Syria. In this video, posted on the internet, he can be seen preparing for the attack. With religious chanting playing in the background, a camera then films his truck driving into the barrack and exploding, killing 130 people. The police and intelligence services are watching the city closely, and in March, the trial began of 11 men from Ceuta accused of membership of Islamic State.
If they perceive that they have no opportunity, that they have no future, they will transform that uncertainty into action, and that's the problem.
Félix Arteaga, a security researcher at Spain's Royal Elcano Institute, says radicalisation is a growing problem for young Muslims in Ceuta and Spain's other North African city, Melilla. He says the children of first-generation migrants from Morocco are particularly susceptible to jihadist messages coming from that country and elsewhere.
This second generation is facing the similar problem than the rest of the North African new generations: lack of expectation, unemployment, problem with housing and social integration. And if we introduce in this environment or radical messages and activism, then we have the perfect storm, both in Ceuta and Melilla.
There are 32 mosques in Ceuta, and the city's Muslim leader, Larbi Mateis, insists that none of them are preaching radical messages. He says he knows some of the families of those who have travelled abroad to take part in the jihad, such as Lubna Mohamed, who reportedly joined Islamic State in Syria last year when she was 21. Mateis says that social marginalisation only partly explains why young Muslims turn to jihadism. Technology, particularly social networks and their ability to convey images of conflicts around the world, he believes, is much more to blame.
Quien no quiere reconocer que todas las captaciones son a través de las redes sociales.
Whoever doesn't accept the fact that all jihadist recruitment is done via social networks and not via groups which organise themselves in the city, be it in Ceuta or Madrid or anywhere else, whoever doesn't understand that must have a head of cement. We have Kabul, we have Sudan, we have Chechnya, we have Ukraine, we have Palestine in our bedrooms.
Del mes 3. De marzo, muy bien, vale. Entonces, a ver, ¿quién quiere empezar a leer?
Back in the El Príncipe neighbourhood is the Equal Social Centre, which educates and helps young people, offering them one-to-one counselling and advice on finding a job. In this classroom, students are discussing the aspirational message behind a Will Smith movie they have just seen, called The Pursuit of Happiness. The Equal Centre does not focus specifically on preventing radicalisation, but with jihadism seemingly an increasingly tempting option for young Muslims in this city, it does offer an alternative. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Ceuta.